Thank you. Well, welcome everybody to this workshop, which is about developing mediumship. It's an introduction to mediumship, which for most of you, I assume, is something that you are here to develop or to find out some different ways and techniques to further your interest in developing mediumship. And what we're going to do today is go through the different aspects of taking away the layers of self and emotion that cloud our human mind and instruct ourselves whether or not we have the capability to be a medium or to extend our psychic awareness. Because everybody can actually extend their psychic awareness. And in doing that, all it's teaching you is that there is more to you than the five human senses and the physical body. That really is what it's about. The healing aspect of mediumship that we must go through before we actually extend our awareness starts with self. It starts with self because before you start to try to heal other people, you first must know where this is coming from and who it's coming through. So if your mind is emotionally distorted or there's all sorts of emotional turbulence in you, you are not a very good vessel then to actually be channeling help or healing to other people. So the development of mediumship begins with self. And as I say, we are here today to try and take away some of the layers that have clouded your mind, some of the fears that you hold on to. And fear is one of the biggest aspects of developing mediumship. First of all, to recognize what you're frightened of, to recognize what's been holding you back in life. And the ultimate fear for human beings is death. The ultimate fear is either our own death or the death of someone that we love. I know for myself, in developing mediumship, that was one thing that I lost, was fear of dying, fear of death of another. In simplicity, you learn that there's nothing you can do about it, that you're all going to die. So there's some good news to start with. But it's as I say to everybody, everywhere I go, you cannot die for the life of you. You actually cannot die. And this is something that I've been fortunate enough to be able to bring to people all over the world, to see their turnaround, to see their reaction on learning that there's been evidence come through from a person that they've loved that has taught them that that person hasn't died. And to many people who are skeptical about this subject, they're going to say, well, you're just being kind to people, you're just giving them false hope. But it goes way beyond that, way beyond that, to a point where there is absolutely no room for doubt. As I say to people, through the development...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?